Okay.
Think of Cardiff, this is Amy.
I'm catching most of what you're saying, but it is cutting in and out a little bit.
Hey, Amy, it's Casey. I'm on recording line. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Good, good. Yeah, so I know that was a pretty confusing email. So basically, what happens is this. Hold on, give me a second.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really loud in here. So basically, if it's 50-50 ownership, both owners have to sign the agreement, but the PG would only be linked to the owner that signs as a guarantor. So John would sign as a guarantor, the other owner would just sign it as a borrower. The other owner that's 50%, there wouldn't be a PG tied to him. So does that make sense? Or it's kind of confusing. But
yeah, that makes sense. It's just that I guess I think with most of our other lenders, it's like just whoever we submit as PG is usually just required to sign the doc. So what is different about you guys is that you also need the signature of the other owner, even though they're not guaranteeing on the loan.
Right. Only if it's 50-50 ownership. If they were majority owners, to say that John had 51%, we wouldn't need that other person's signature. So.
Okay.
50-50 is both. If it's 51 or more, we only need the one.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks like it's just a straight 50%. I don't have the tax return in front of me to actually, just confirm if the other percentages of ownership are broken down even further, like maybe between two people or three people. But
right.
I just know that John's kind of the only one that wants to be involved at this point.
Well, the other owner would sign, but like I said, they wouldn't have a personal guarantee. So, I mean, essentially, they wouldn't be held liable if something happened. It would only
okay.
be John.
Okay. All right. So, for right now, we're good to work with that 50% ownership just for John. But we would just need the other PG to sign the doc.
Right. We would only need the other owner, John's partner, to sign at a bar.
Okay.
He wouldn't have a personal guarantee. And we would still pull this credit, so they could see that, and that would just be required, but it's only through experience. So, yeah, I mean, I'm hoping maybe we can get this one done, and if I don't talk to you today, I hope you have a great weekend. I know the day's almost over, so.
Yeah, thank you. Same to you guys. Where are you located?
We're in right outside of D.C., Bethesda, Maryland. Are you guys in Cali or New York?
We're in California, actually.
Okay.
San Diego.
Well, you still got some time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, you have a good weekend. Thanks for giving me a call.
No problem. Thanks, Amy.
All right. Bye.
Bye.